Hello, and welcome back to Spread the Joy, the morning podcast, where I like to pretend that it's a morning podcast, but still upload at various random times throughout the day. So we're here, we're back. Right now, my roommates are out of the room. In fact, they're doing fun stuff, but it's 11 o'clock at night, so it's fine, and I'm tired, whatever. So I'm here, and you know, I was thinking that, you know, it's early September, college students are just getting into school, getting into classes, getting into routines, and I was thinking that, you know, people right now are really contemplating whether or not they like their majors, because classes are beginning to start, and classes could sometimes really suck, and that is one case for me. Calculus 2. That math class really sucks. Yeah, it's not fun. Unless you like math, then kudos to you, because wow, if you like that, then I mean that's your own thing. I am not gonna judge you, because I have my own little quirks. Everybody's got their own, and that's just yours. I mean, I respect that. But I don't get it. I don't really like it, but you do you. So I'm here right now going to try and help you. If you are on the fence or climbing the fence as we speak, right now I'm kind of climbing the fence. So my major right now is chemical engineering, but I don't know what I'm going to switch to, blah, blah, blah. Enough about me. But so everybody has what they like and what they want to do. The thing is, you need to combine that. That is tip numero uno. Find what you love and combine it. Find a way to make a living out of it, okay? So let's say you're an aspiring artist and you're getting out, you have like your repertoire, you have what you're really into, whether it be watercolors or pen drawing, I don't know, ceramics, anything of that nature. And you just had small little projects here and there, maybe bigger ones, maybe not. But you don't know whether or not you can actually turn that into a career. That is a very understandable thing to be worried about. But you have to realize is that right now there are so many different things that you can use with your skill in art. Okay. And that's just one example. That's just for art. There are so many different things you can do. There is like an art therapist or something of that, because I think I had a classmate who wanted to do that. But that's an art therapist or something like that. That is very unique. But then you can also turn that on the flip side, a graphic designer. I mean, there and everything in between. Different art disciplines have their different advantages, excuse me, and things of that nature. But in the end, you can find something with your love of art. That is guaranteed. It will not be easy, and you probably will not start out making a ton of money. That's just, I mean, you got to get kind of lucky with that. Luck is kind of a big part in certain things. But it eventually can happen for you. If you put in the work, if you put in the time, you have your diligence, you have everything going for you, you can make it work. I mean, it will be so hard. In fact, I can't even comprehend how hard it'll be, because I'm just starting out myself. But I do know that it will be hard for everybody. Not just you. You're not alone in this. It's kind of a race, but not at the same time, because everybody's got different finish lines. So it's not a race against other people. It's a race against yourself. You can do anything you want with your life. It's yours. You can do what you want. And who's to tell you that you can't do something? You can, if you have the willpower and the heart and spirit to keep going and actually go for it. But on the flip side, you got to realize, you got to look at, this is from a more practical perspective. You have to look at what you love, and you have to find, you have to look at the different paths. You have to look at your options and decide which one is best for you. Because if you decide to go down one way and it's really not what you thought it would be, you need to change. You have to get out and you have to reevaluate, reorient yourself. But that is life, and you have to find your stick. See, for me, myself, I think it would be so cool to be a voice actor. That would be not necessarily as a full-time job, mind you, but just like smaller jobs, but eventually like maybe landing a couple major ones later in life. I think that would be fantastic. But do I know anything about voice acting? Not at all. In fact, this podcast is partially, I started this podcast partially as a way to practice, I guess you could say, and maybe kind of get kind of a name for myself. But then on the other end of that, I wanted to do a podcast because I think they're fun. I think they're interesting, and it's kind of putting myself out there, and I don't necessarily do that all the time. You need tip number two, I guess we can say. You need to meet people. You have to meet people. And at college, I am very grateful and blessed to be able to meet a ton of different great people, great people. And I feel as if they could potentially be like a support system eventually. Everybody needs to have that support system, because in life, it is so hard to do things alone. Sometimes you do have to, well, actually a lot of times you do, but those sometimes where you're able to have somebody behind you, it's, the impact is immense, and everybody needs to have a safety net or support system of some kind. But, and I mean, that just starts out with putting yourself out there, trying to meet people, finding people who have the same interests as you, and finding those people who are willing to help you in your time of need. That's tip number two. Tip number three, you just got to put in the work. That goes along with tip number one, but tip number three, you got to break your back and you got to get stuff done. You have to put it on the line. Because the saying goes, there's no risk, there's no reward. Everything has its risks and everything has its rewards. You have to be willing to put yourself out there and get stuff done. Bend down, just rep it out, honestly. Like, we'll go back to the artist example. If you're an artist and you have created a set, or your repertoire, you have filled like a portfolio of sorts with your art styles that you are most comfortable with. You have those, but you also have to do ones that you're not so good at, just so you have a portfolio, a very balanced and wide portfolio. And what you have to do with that, you have to put that on the line. You have to risk it. I guess tip number three is get stuff done and put yourself on the line. I guess it's kind of a combo tip. But you have to work hard. You have to get things done so you can put it on the line. And once you put it on that line, you will fail so many times. It sucks. It really does. But there will be times where you will succeed. And those times when you succeed, they will light your fire so well that you will be so motivated to just keep going, and then it's just going to build up. You're just going to gain confidence. You're going to get better. You're going to practice more. You're going to work harder, and you're hopefully going to be happier. Honestly, that's the end goal here, is to be happier, is to do Sorry about that. But you honestly, what it comes down to, and to me, those three tips can really, really change your life. I think, at least. Those are kind of my beliefs. But I guess here's a bonus tip. If you do not think you are good enough, and if you think that you will never be good enough, you're wrong. Everybody can do anything. You can. It's going to be very hard, and you have to put in so much work. Like, and some things may be almost impossible. Let's say, you're like 5'6", but you want to become the greatest basketball player of all time. That's going to be very hard because your competitor is going to be a lot taller than you. And you just have to find some way. You have to build up your skills so good to combat that disadvantage, I guess you could say. You have to find a way and work towards it and get there. You have to find whatever allows you to do what you want to do. But hard work beats talent all the time. All the time. If you're really talented, this doesn't go for everybody, but sometimes if you're really talented, you can get kind of lazy because you can almost like fall back on your talent. You're like, oh, I'm really good at this already. I don't really need to practice as much. No, you still need to practice because those people who are not as good as you through talent, they're working harder than you. And you don't know that because you don't see them, but they are. They're out there. And that's just what you got to remember. But I think that's going to be it for this episode. Well, real quick, actually, we got a short word from my sponsor. Yep. All right, we're back. Yep. Yeah, I just had to throw that in there because gotta keep up with the sponsorships, I guess. But anyway, if you listen this far, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I am steadily getting better at putting these episodes out. I'm trying to find little bits of free time where I can just record these and just get them done. But anyway, thank you. Remember to keep spreading the joy, like always. And thank you for listening. Have a great day. Excuse me. Wow, I'm terrible at endings. But hey, getting better. Thank you. All right, we're back. Yep. Yeah, I just had to throw that in there because gotta keep up with the sponsorships, I guess. But anyway, if you listen this far, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I am steadily getting better at putting these episodes out. I'm trying to find little bits of free time where I can just record these and just get them done. But anyway, thank you. Remember to keep spreading the joy, like always. And thank you for listening. Have a great day. Excuse me. Wow, I'm terrible at endings. But hey, getting better. Thank you.